It means right now it's time to bring in Mike Cozzi. How many more days left for Saratoga?
Oh, 4 more weekends.
Wow, that's still good. That's still good. Now, how did it work out last weekend?
I don't know. We had the winner in the turf race. Nation's Pride won that race, and I don't have the results for Friday, but I think we hit one of the races on Friday too. I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, I think you're having your best season up there this year.
I'm doing all right. I'm not doing as good as my friend. He hit about 5 pick sixes, but I'm doing okay. Yesterday did all right. I was getting killed to the last race, and I got out, had the exact to the try in the super, so we do okay.
All right.
But this weekend's peculiar. The stake at Saratoga only has 5 horses in it. Today is an entire New York bred day, so there's not a lot of racing at Saratoga this weekend. But this weekend is Arlington Million weekend. The Arlington Million's an old race, started in the early 80s. John Henry won the first one. And the only thing this year, the Arlington Million's not at Arlington Park. Arlington Park's closed. It's at Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs, that's a whole new animal. Churchill Downs spent $20 million renovating their turf course last year, shut it down after their spring meet. They had no turf racing all fall at Churchill Downs. They ran 2 weeks, 3 weeks this year on the new turf course and had to shut it down because it was unsafe. I don't know what's going on with Churchill Downs. So now you have the Arlington Million, which was run at Arlington Park, which is shut down, running at Churchill Downs tomorrow. The Arlington Park used to be a mile and a quarter race. It's a mile and an eighth race tomorrow because Churchill Downs can't accommodate a mile and a quarter turf race. So it's a real calamity this year with the Arlington Million. But that's what we're going to pick for tomorrow. They were supposed to have 4 races there, but because they don't know how the turf course is going to react, they got rid of 2 of the stakes, and now they only have 2 turf races tomorrow. And one of them only has 5 horses. So it's a real upside-down weekend for horse racing this weekend. With that being said, for Saratoga today, we're going to go to the 7th race. It's a mile on the inner turf where Saratoga, there's been some peculiar things up there too this year, but that's another story for another time. 10 horses lined up for the 7th race today, going 1 mile on the turf, optional claiming $80,000, decent race. 2 horses I'm looking in here. One is the 10-horse Spicer, trained by Chad Brown. This horse, he's coming off his last race in June where he ran a pretty even race around. He ran 4th. Had Lasix that race, had Lasix 2 races back when she ran 2nd in the Florida Oaks. There's a lot of speed in this race. I expect this horse to get a pretty good pace to run at from the outside post with Flavian Pratt. I don't expect him to rush up, and I see this horse winning, running 1st or 2nd. But my top pick is going to be the 6th horse, Linda's Gift. This horse has already run up at Saratoga this year on July 14th. Ran a real even race that day, but this horse does come from off the pace. And like I said, pace makes the race. There's a lot of speed in this race, and I think Linda's Gift is going to get down with the top prize here at 10-1. So the 6th Linda's Gift is my top pick. The 10 Spicer is my 2nd choice. And to round out my exact, I'll go with the 3 horse, Gale in a Rush, trained by Chris Clement, another horse that's going to come from off the pace. So that's our Saratoga for the weekend. Tomorrow's the Arlington Million. Like I said, Arlington Million running at Churchill Downs. 9 horses line up for this at the peculiar distance for the million of a mile and an eighth, but at least the million's still worth $1 million tomorrow. Like I said, 9 horses line up here. 3 horses I'm looking at. One is the 1 Set Piece, trained by Brad Cox. This horse does not have a home track. This horse runs everywhere. But if you look into the running lines for this horse has 5 starts at Churchill Downs with 4 wins. So this is a definite horse for course, and this horse will have a good showing for tomorrow. The 9 horse Cellist, an outsider in this field, the 15-1 morning line, trained by Rusty Arnold, another horse for course. This horse is 2-for-2 on the Churchill Downs strip. This horse has won the Louisville going 1.5 miles, so the distance of 1.8 miles will not be a problem for this horse. My top pick in the race is going to be the 6 horse Santine. Hasn't raced since Belmont Day in the Manhattan. Showed some speed that day and tired in a very slow pace. This horse can sit, can go to the front. Very diversified horse, can run either way. Training very good up at Saratoga for this race. Gaff Leone leaves Saratoga today to run up at Churchill Downs tomorrow. Another horse, 1-for-1 over Churchill Downs course. So three horses for courses for tomorrow's Arlington Million. My top pick being the 6 Santine, the 9 Cellist, and the 1 Set Piece for my exactas and tries. And just horses for courses, there was a horse yesterday at Saratoga that ran, had 3 lifetime wins out of like 16 starts, all 3 at Saratoga. Horse won again yesterday at Saratoga. So there's something to be said for the horses for courses angle.
All right. Did you watch any of the Cornfield game last night?
It was boring.
It was boring. I turned it right off. But, you know, I did love the beginning when Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. walked out of the and played catch.
Yeah, that was good.
I mean, for an entertainment value, that was good. That was real good.
You know, it was funny. Harold Reynolds was, they were picking their MVP, and they picked this kid from the Reds because he said, I'm going out there to say he's gonna be the best player in the game tomorrow night because he never watched Field of Dreams. Then they had the interview with him on TV yesterday afternoon. He goes, oh, no, I watched it. So that blew that right up.
Oh, but yeah, I turned it right off. I did the same thing last year with the initial. The opening
last year was an entertaining game. You had the White Sox, who were a lot better team last year, playing the Yankees, and it ended in a walk off.
Yeah.
Yesterday's game was like a no doze game. It was a decent game, but it was the Cubs and the Reds. It had no bang for the buck.
And after the first inning, there wasn't that much that went on. You're right.
The novelty ran off. Hey, we still got a little time to talk?
Sure.
What's with the Yankees?
Well,
and I'm not talking this in the pick on Marshall type of way.
No, I've said this on the air. Here's what it is. And do you remember when the Yankees beat the Mets in the World Series?
Yeah.
They were going into...
22 years ago.
They were going into the second half of the season, they had an incredible... They could have won 135 games that year. They went into a funk in the second half of the season where they went like 5-12, which got Torrey really upset. And Torrey got him out of it just at the end of the season, and then they went on to win the World Series.
But I don't think that's going to happen this year.
Well, that's
watching the Yankees, a couple of things. Judge is not a two-hitter. There's no way in the world when you have a guy hitting 40-something home runs, or almost 50 home runs, he's a two-hitter. He needs guys on base where his home runs are productive. Donaldson, Torres, these guys aren't number four hitters. Their lineup is totally in disarray. They have too many guys that hit long balls and with 240 averages. And when your best pitcher is a guy, it's like shooting craps in Atlantic City. You don't know if he's going to come up snake eyes or sevens. That's not a good mix.
Well, it's fixable if you had the temperament of Joe Torre. And it's funny I'm saying that because I didn't think Torre was a good selection for manager, but he turned out that he could take a ball club full of very big personalities, and when they would screw up like that, he could turn them around. I'm not so sure.
There's a difference in this.
Yeah.
Boone's not Torrey.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
and
right.
And the players the Yankees have now are nowhere near as good as the Yankee players they had 20 years ago. The media is going to tell you they're good, but when you look at numbers in baseball, numbers don't lie. When you got a whole bunch of guys hitting 240 or less, they're 240 hitters.
Yeah.
I mean, if they all get hot at one time and hit home runs all the time, they're going to look like Murderer's Row. But 75% of the time, they're not any good. And that's what's happening. The Yankees lineup is very, very mediocre. The bench isn't what it was 20 years ago. And the pitching staff, it's like rolling the dice. About 2 months ago, they were saying how they could win 120 games. I didn't see it then. I don't see it now. They're lucky they're in the American League East, where there's not going to be any real threat to have them beat in the last 2 months of the season. But going into the postseason, there's a whole lot of teams that could beat the Yankees right now.
But it's interesting. I do like the way Aaron Judge rolled the dice on his contract year, and it looks like he will get to that 62 number for the American League. It's fun to watch him play. If I put on the Yankee game, I'll stay through his first at bat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll turn it off and I'll go someplace else.
I don't know if you're going to be in New York next year. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
You're exactly right.
They didn't open up the vault for him. He went out. And you know, it says something about Judge, too, because he's had pretty mediocre years, and this is his walk year, and he's producing. That's very questionable to me, too. But I think it's at least 50-50 he won't be in New York next year.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think there's decisions to be made. But you know what? I still think it's fun to watch him bat.
Oh, no doubt. There's no doubt about it. Because he's a better player, but he reminds me of Kingman. You never know when he's going to launch one 500 feet.
That's exactly right. All right, Mike. Have a good weekend, and good luck in Saratoga.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports and Saratoga.